His friends this year should be a special schutz for Avi Aaron Imi Morasi. And Le'nish Masmaris Esther Masrib Shmuel, the Rambam in the third parak of Hilchos Tefillah, Chazayin writes, Veshel Espal Tefillos Arvis Shavu Shabbos Be'er of Shabbos Kodesh Tishka Chamel, if you should Tefillos Arvis, Rishos Ein Medaktikin Bizmano, that you should daven Ma'ariv on Erev Shan Le'el Shabbos a little bit before Shkiyas HaChama, because Ma'ariv is a Rishos, you don't have to be careful about Zaman Tefillos Ma'ariv. In Brachos, and Daf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, it says that Rav came to the house of Bnei of Geneva, and he davened Shabbos davening on Erev Shabbos. And Rav Yirmiyahu Bar was davening behind him, and Rav finished, and he didn't walk in between Rav Yirmiyahu and the wall. The Paskil Tzlusayd Rav Yirmiyahu. So we see from here three things, says the Gemara. We see that a person gedaven shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. Rashi says he's mekabel Shabbos mebo'od yom. So he can be gedaven shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos. We learn that a Talmud gedaven behind his Rebbe, as Rav Yirmiyahu gedaven behind Rav. And we also learn that you're not allowed to be over the Kenegad Amspal, and that's why Rav was careful not to pass before him. Rashi says that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Miplaga Mincha, it's no longer Mincha anymore, and it's already Zman Ma'ariv. And it's also Mefurash earlier, Amr of Chizin, Nechze Anan, Midrav Tzel Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos, Be'er of Yom Shemamina, Allah like Rabbi Yehuda. From the fact that Rab daven Shabbos daven Erev Shabbos mibod yom must be the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. And then the Gemara says, Ad Rab Yehuna of Rabban Lovim Atzlad Orta Shema Minayin halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. They only daven at night, so the halachas not like Rabbi Yehuda. So Hashtad Lo Itmar Hilchasa. Right, they only if you daven at night, then you're like the Rabbanan. If you only daven for Plaga Mincha, then you're already daven for Plaga Mincha like Rabbi Yehuda. So, Rav did like this, and the other Rabbanim did like that. So, therefore, since the halacha was said like neither of them, says the Gemara, lo kamar, lo kamar, David kamar, lo kamar. So, whoever you follow is fine. So, we see Lahaji in the Gemara that you can daven, shall Shabbos be erev Shabbos, is because that's the primary time, you plaga mincha. Because that's according to Rabbi Huda when Zman Mincha ends and when Ma'ariv starts. Adar Rabbi, the Rabbanim. Hold that tefillas a mincha da erev, it's mefurish that you can't daven, shall Shabbos be erev Shabbos. And that's so Shitas HaRambam. Because he writes that the reason you can be makdim tefillah Shabbos and Erev Shabbos is because tefillah Shabbos is rishus. You're not careful about the time. That's the ikar zman of tefillah Shabbos. That's miplaga mincha. So the reason you can daven early is because that's the primary time, not because it's only rishus. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the primary time to daven ma'ariv is already from before, from plaga mincha. You don't have to come on to the fact that it's only rishus. The Lecha Mishnah is also meir. That the Divrei Rambam, why doesn't it say Shema Min Arba? We should also learn that Tefillah Sarvis is a Rishus, huh? Because he holds the reason you're davening early is because it's a Rishus. So the Gemara should have said, oh, you also learn from here it's a Rishus. And also, we have to understand that's in Divrei Rambam, so it's a Rishus. So since it's a Rishus, you're not medaktik bismana, ma keshe. Not only that, but it looks in the Rambam, lechatchila, a person shouldn't be medaktik. So we have to understand all this. So we're going to go in the derech of Gon Rebbe Mordechai Zerachi Shlita. Shadafka daven earlier because it's not at the proper time because it's a rishus. Echitesi. And like we said, before Ma'ariv is the proper before night is the proper time, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So let's see. So from Rashi and Tosis there would appear that this is only talking about Tosefes Shabbos. And it's clear that Zman Tfilas Arvis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Talu Bizman Plaga Mincha Shel Kol Yom. And we must say, therefore, that Rashi and Tosis write, that Rav Davin Shel Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos, is only Bizman Shel Tosefes Shabbos. Right, that's what Rashi says. So therefore, since he was mekabel Tosefes Shabbos, it must be that the time he was able to daven Ma'ariv was when he was mekabel upon himself Tosefes Shabbos. So that's only because tefillas, we're talking about the Ma'ariv of Shabbos, and therefore it's correct that mitzad zman shel tefillas arvis, the time according to Rabbi Yehuda miplaga mincha. But it's not enough to daven Ma'ariv them. You need a Ma'ariv of Shabbos, and Shabbos isn't talui beplaga mincha. Shabbos is talui betchilas halayla. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shabbos is talui betchilas halayla. And therefore they write that it's talking about Makabel Shabbos min bod yom. And therefore it's the Shabbos mitzvah, the halacha of Tosefes Shabbos. That is, during the week, you can daven Ma'ariv from plaga mincha, and that's one thing. But on Shabbos, the only way you can daven Ma'ariv of Shabbos is if you're Makabel Tosefes Shabbos miplaga mincha. Because you have to daven a Shabbos davening. So it emerges then that you need both. You need the din of Zman Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as Zman Plaga Mincha. Because through that, the Ma'ariv will be Ma'ariv. You can only call it Ma'ariv from Plaga Mincha. And then it's going to be called Ma'ariv, it's going to be Tefillah Bizmana. And also, when we talk about Tosefes Shabbos, it needs to be Arvis Shel Shabbos. So in order for it to be Arvis Shel a Shabbos Ma'ariv, you need to be Makabel Shabbos. So from Plaga Mincha, you have both. You could be Makabel Shabbos, so it's going to be Shabbostik, and also it could be called Ma'ariv, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Plaga Mincha, you can already daven Ma'ariv. So now we have a kasha, Lefi Mashikasev HaMagid Mishnah, that the Rambam doesn't hold of Tosefes Shabbos. Right, the Rambam says it's only Gabi Yom Kippur. Ayin Perak Alf Michosh Vizesar Lachavov. Look there in the Magid Mishnah. So then we have Akasha. How is it possible to daven Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos? You're right, Mitzat Iker Din Ma'ariv. It's Miplaga Mincha, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But it's not a Ma'ariv of Shabbos. Rambam doesn't hold of Tosefes Shabbos. And that Rashi and the other Rishonim hold that we're talking about Tosefes Shabbos, that doesn't shtim with the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, there is no such thing as Tosefes Shabbos. So how are you davening? How is he davening early on Erev Shabbos? No, so it's not Tosefes Shabbos. So therefore, it would appear that the Rambam says that Tfilas Arvis, since it's a Rishus, Ein Bedaktik in Bizman, it doesn't contradict what it says in the Gemara, because even according to the Rambam, that you can daven Shel Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos is only because the Iker Zman is Kirebi Yehuda, Miplaga Mincha. That's the only reason you can daven. The Rambam agrees with that. And that the Rambam adds the Ein Bedaktik in Bizman is because of the other din. Notice this Tfilah is a Tfilah of Shabbos. So how is it possible to do tefillah shelo b'zman? It's a bishlam if we hold Tosefes Shabbos d'oraisa d'rabbanan, so you understand how the tefillah is Shabbos now. But l'shitas HaRambam, l'halacha, he doesn't even hold of Tosefes Shabbos. Lo m'd'oraisa v'lo m'd'rabbanan. Doesn't mention it all of Hilchos Shabbos. He doesn't hold Tosefes Shabbos, not even d'rabbanan, the Achronim learn. So how is it possible to daven shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos? And that the Rambam writes another reason. That tefillah arvis is a rishus. That's how the Rambam explains that you can daven tefillas arvis shel Shabbos be'erev Shabbos kodesh tishka chama because it's a rishus. In other words, as far as ma'ariv goes, so it's ma'ariv from plaga mincha. But what about a Shabbos ma'ariv? How is it Shabbostik? The way it's Shabbostik is because ein medakti b'zman. Rambam doesn't hold of Tosefes Shabbos Seder, but since it's a rishus, ein medakti b'zmana. But that's also a pella. Sof he didn't daven on Shabbos. Chapela. We also have to understand what it says later on. The Amr of Nachman and Rashim was spalled and shall Shabbos bear of Shabbos when we could do Shalakois. Phil Sakabase Dur of Yoshia, Masli Shamotzi Shabbos Bishabbos. Phil Sakabase. So, Rav Nachman says the name of the Shmuel that a person can dive in the Shabbos, davening in Erev Shabbos, and he can say Avdallah. And he can say Kiddush. Varma Kedusha Alakos. He can even say Kiddush. And the halacha is like him. You can daven Shel Shabbos, Be'er of Shabbos. You can say Kiddush. And the halacha is like him. Rav Yoshi Amatzi Shel Motzi Shabbos B'Shabbos. Rav Yoshi daven the Motzi Shabbos on Shabbos. And he said, the Gemara says, does he say Abdallah or doesn't say Abdallah? And the Gemara says, yeah, say Abdallah. Brings a raya from Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who says he say Abdallah. So Kiddush L'chora is Tali B'Tosef Shabbos. And so Paskin's the Rambam. That a person should be Yesh L'Odim Mekadish Alakos Erev Shabbos B'Od Yom Afi Shal Nechans Seh Shabbos. B'chein Mavdil, a person can be Mekadish Alakos Erev Shabbos B'Od Yom even though Shabbos hasn't come in. So you can do it either on Shabbos Mamish or a little bit before. That's also a pella. How is it possible to make Havdalah on Shabbos and Kiddush on Erev Shabbos? According to the Rambam, it's Erev Shabbos. And you're making Kiddush, but it's not Shabbos yet. And how are you making Havdalah on Shabbos? You're being Mavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol. If it's Tosef Shabbos, I get it, that you can make Kiddush on Erev Shabbos, Kiddush before Shabbos, because you're being Mosef on Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't hold in that, though. The Rambam himself says that the mitzvah's haskara is Koidim L'shah Zuma'at. Bimat. So it's a little bit before the time. So according to the Rambam, that's the Iker Zman of Kiddush and Havdalah. And so you can be Makade Shabbos even before Shabbos comes in. You can be Mavdil even before Shabbos goes out. So according to the Rambam, you don't need Tosefah Shabbos. Now we have another question. And the question is, why do we need to come on to the reason of Tfilas Arbis Rishus Ein Medaktikim Bizman? Why can you dive in Marv a little bit early? Because you're not careful about the time. Ein Medaktikim Bizman. Ein Medaktikim Bizman. Yeah, but by Kiddush, you're also making it early. It's not Rishus. And you're Mekadosh Lefnei Kisa Shabbos. So just like by Kiddush, you're Mekadosh Lefnei Kisa Shabbos. So maybe a Marav also? You can do it before. Kiddush is not Rishus. The Rambam says Marav is Rishus. So Ein Medaktikin Bizman. So you can do it a little bit before. But Kiddush is a Mishus, and the Rambam says you could do it a little bit before. So I really like to understand this whole inyan and how you're already doing Shabbos before if there's no Tosefah Shabbos. How, according to the Rambam, you're already being Mekadesh if there's no Tosefah Shabbos? Tepela Gadol Meod. Okay, so we gathered a number of very, very stark kashas in this sugya. Very, very big pella. And Amir Tzashem, I'm hoping that Britzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shir, we will start seeing Neflos. We already saw Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Now we're going next year, hopefully we're going to see a lot more. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.